From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Demand for California-grown citrus may rise because of crop losses in Texas caused by its mid-February freeze. Farmers in Texas lost much of their grapefruit and Valencia orange crops, but new estimates show California farms may produce more of both this season. Government forecasters also expect more tangerine production in California, but say crops of lemons and navel oranges could be smaller. In another COVID-driven decision, the National 4-H Conference Center, one of the largest non-academic youth education and conference facilities in America, is up for sale. National 4-H Council President Jennifer Sirangelo tells AgriMarketing.com the decision to sell the property came after a long and thorough process of weighing all possible options. Located on 12 acres in Chevy Chase, Maryland, 10 miles from downtown Washington, D.C., the complex has long been a destination for youth groups from around the world. The West Coast Produce Expo is coming back in person, and you're invited. According to thepacker.com, the West Coast Produce Expo 2021 will be held Tuesday and Wednesday, May 18th and 19th, at the Red Rock Casino Resort and Spa in Las Vegas. In an effort to conduct a safe and fun in-person expo, the event will include socially responsible reception, a diversely filled exhibit hall, a lively golf tournament, and biz match meetings with your preferred suppliers. From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update.